Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is Corey Willis with PVI, and you're listening to the Diesel Podcast.
I'm Adam Blattenberg from Diesel World.
This is Dan, owner of Dan's Diesel Performance.
I'm Braden Fleece, and you're listening to the Diesel Podcast.
What is going on, Diesel Nation? We're excited to have you guys with us today. Wednesdays on the Diesel Podcast is where we have the crew from CP Addict on to talk about Ford OBS trucks. And something we've been seeing a lot of questions on and emails as well is people who listen to the episodes and they've been looking for a really clean, well-maintained Ford OBS truck. And the guys on one of our episodes had chatted with us about how they had purchased a company called Handpick Trucks, which sold older vehicles and reconditioned them and basically made them almost as close to showroom floor quality as you could get for something that was 20 years old. And so on this episode, Chris and Paul sit down and they talk about how they came to know about Handpick Trucks, got involved, purchased the company, and what their goals are to be able to take the passion and excitement they have for the trucks in the aftermarket and be able to find, you know, clean, low mileage trucks, what they do to them before they offer them for sale, which is really unique. And hopefully this will answer a lot of questions that we've gotten via email and on Instagram and Facebook about, hey, I'm looking for a truck, where can I find one? Before we get to the podcast, though, we want to encourage you guys to go to dieselworldmag.com. Make sure you bookmark the page or pick up an issue in a store. There's tons of great information that Diesel World Magazine has, from race coverage, technical articles, product releases, product reviews, tons of different things like that. We were on there all the time, you know, checking out what's new, what happened to this race, what about this new product we heard about. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. All right, let's get to the podcast with Chris and Paul and talking about Handpick Trucks and how you can find a Ford OBS truck to add to your collection.
Hey, it's Paul from CP Addict, Complete Performance, and now Handpick Trucks.
Chris, same thing, you know, whatever. You know me.
Like I said last time, we hate money.
Believe it or not, we were kind of sitting around one night at the shop, just kind of drinking a couple beers, talking about how cool it would be to own it, that it works so well with CP Addict, and we just decided to say, heck, let's call them.
Well, I guess long and short of it is, too, is everybody that, I say everybody, a lot of people that have been in, like, the OBS market or stuff for a long time or any length of time has seen them and saw their clean trucks and kind of set their truck precedent by what they wanted their truck to look like by what trucks were sold there. I know I spent hours and hours upon hours and hours drooling over those trucks in
you
my
still
mind.
Do.
Well, I mean, I still do. But
it's even worse now that we got all the images.
I don't want to go back and buy some of the ones I've already sold, but I probably bought 100 trucks of theirs in my mind over the course of years. I spent years in high school, you know, searching their site and stuff and looking at all their imagery and stuff. So it just kind of one of those pipe dreams that became a reality, I guess you could say.
It's kind of a crazy turn of events, because when we called them, they weren't real apt to sell it to anybody. They'd kind of had a few offers here and there about selling the business, and he's just kind of he's one of those kind of guys that didn't want his name ruined. He didn't want somebody to get a hold of it that was going to just
run it into the ground.
Yeah, sell just anything too. You know, he was very meticulous about what he sold. Obviously, that was the reason why we wanted it. The reason why everybody went to their website and just like looked at all their trucks all the time, because it was just, you know, they were fantastic.
If the seats had a burn hole in them, he replaced the fabric on the seats. If the tires had less than 60% tread on them, he put new tires on the truck. I mean, it was just ridiculous stuff you'd never think of that got changed. If the AC vents were a little bit discolored where they turned that white color, he'd take the AC vents out and replace them with new black AC vents in the truck.
I mean, buying a truck from them was might as well you've been buying it off the showroom lot, mm-hmm. like branded trucks. So, and that's what we're going to we're hoping to be able to hold up to that same kind of standard too. Once we finally get everything in line and get trucks actually on the lot for sale, we're going to hold to that same kind of standard as far as we want our trucks to be just absolutely perfect.
Well, it fits with what we're already doing as far as that goes anyway, because we build quality products or find somebody to manufacture quality products rather than just buying something that's crap and putting it out there on the market for somebody's truck, because you don't want to get to working on something and the part doesn't fit exactly right, or it's a little bit off here, a little bit off there, or you paid your hard-earned money and 6 months later it's broke. You want something that's quality. Same thing with the trucks. You know, we can offer quality trucks to people that are looking for their next vehicle or their next project, or I've always wanted a super clean truck and now here's my chance to. And then it also gives us an opportunity to save some of these trucks before they...
Don't you lie to these nice people. We're just trying to feed our own addiction.
Well, I mean, you know, I buy this one for me, this one's for sale. Buy this one for me, this one's for sale. But
two for me, one for you. Two for me, one for you.
But,
We talked about in the last video how many dang trucks you buy.
I bought another one the other day. Seth's even driving his stuff to work now. Mm-hmm. So.
Seth's over there not going to say anything. He's going to edit out whatever he said anyway.
There's Seth right there.
So we're actively working on trying to get handpicked trucks off the ground and get things started. We've had quite a few people send us trucks for sale. Anytime you see a clean truck that you think we might be interested in, definitely send it to us. If it's through an email, if it's through one of our Instagram pages. However, we're definitely interested in looking at all trucks that are for sale, any older F-Series stuff. Unlike what Handpicked Trucks did, we're going to focus strictly on the older F-Series stuff.
The 1980 through 97 model series.
We won't be selling that we know of at this point any Cummins stuff, any Duramax stuff, anything like that.
I'm going to stick to our OBS roots for all of you guys that are diehards and are fans like us, so that's kind of what we're going to go for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to be on the lookout for clean trucks. We're also going to be, you know, starting to sell some nice clean trucks. So those guys of you that, you know, are in the north or are having hard to find trucks, we're going to be having those and getting them out there. Part of getting this deal was pretty neat. We got a 20-year backlog of a company that, you know, has had a great track record of sales and vehicle quality that they've put out there, along with the knowledge base from them. They're actually going to be consulting with us on how to make sure that the trucks are properly done, and I mean they've been really great people to deal with, and
you couldn't ask for any better people.
Yeah, I mean it's a pleasure doing business with them. I mean they opened up their home and their business to us and let us spend 3 days there packing up the last 20 years of their lives into a 26-foot Penske truck and then driving it halfway across the country back home, so.
Which we did in one stop.
Yeah.
Wasn't smart.
I mean, with Nick and Tim coming to help us out, I mean, that was a great, again, the OBS community, Tim and Nick came out to help and.
I don't think we could have done it without them.
No.
I really don't.
We never would have been able to do it in the amount of time we could have done it, but we couldn't have done it in the time we did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were absolutely lifesavers when it come down to that. But that shows how well the community is to deal with as far as, you know, the OBS truck market and all that, and how tight knit everybody is. But
halfway across the country, and some guys that are in the OBS scene, I guess you could say, coming over to help us,
showing up on their Sunday off to come help us lug stuff up a hill from storage sheds and pack it into a truck.
They put the sheds down there on purpose.
Yeah. They knew we were fat and needed to lose weight. I got these awesome calf muscles now, though. That's for a later video.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On a different channel.
I'm not gonna be in.
I'm not. You're gonna have to video that yourself.
But anyway, so hopefully, by the first of the year, we'll have the handpicked trucks website up and going. You can actually look right now at some of the stuff that they've got for that they had for sale. That's kind of the quality that we're going for.
We're constantly updating the site and everything too, trying to get it into spec of where we want it. We're gonna also update some of the older OBS trucks that they sold, so there'll be some new content showing up on there if you wanted to go in and check that out.
But we're gonna keep the feel of the site the same way that they had it. We're not gonna modernize the site and completely change it. It's gonna be just like the way it was when you saw it back when, with just a few minor touches to make it more convenient for the times, but we don't want to change much of it because that was the whole backstory behind it. I mean, we could have started our own deal here, but why when you've got such an awesome platform to build off of? So it's kind of where we're at with that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to change the whole aspect of the business. That's what everybody liked about it. It's what we liked about it.
And that's why we decided we was going to call them out of the blue and ask them to sell it. And when they thought we were crazy, I think. And then we drove up there to visit them on a random day in May. So, hey guys, we're here. Yeah, we moved it all from Virginia to Texas, so everything will be here in the state of Texas. We haven't decided quite what we're going to do as far as storefront and all that goes yet. There's some rules and things that we're working out with. You know, the state of Texas to figure out what we need and what we have to physically have to be a legit dealership in the state of Texas. So that's another hoop that we're jumping through right now. So
yeah, we're not gonna launch until it's ready. We're not gonna try to do anything halfway. It needs to be right if we're gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. So him fixing all the trucks, he would buy parts that were hard to get and. Like if a dealership was, his local dealership, I guess I should say, would call him and say, hey, there's only three of these left in the country. Whether he had the truck on the lot or not, he would buy all three of them left in the country because he knew at one point in time he would need them. So we actually got 5 storage sheds worth of crazy rare stuff for OBS trucks. In fact, hang on a second, I'll go get some.
It kind of worked out in our favor, maybe not necessarily in his, once he closed it because... You know, obviously he didn't end up using it all, but since we have CP Addict and it's based around OBS trucks, we got a whole 26-foot Penske truck full of super rare OBS parts, like brand new mirrors, brand new 2-post mirrors, brand new F350 XLT badges, brand new F250 XLT badges, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. Rolls of seat bluer. When he'd get a truck in that had cigarette burns in the seats or whatever, you know, who knows, he would reupholster the seats with brand new Ford OE seat material.
Check that out.
So that they were 100% factory. We got brand new wheel trim still in the Ford wrappers. Crap, you hadn't been able to get that stuff for years. So we were almost as excited about the crazy cool parts as we were about the actual getting the company and actually being able to keep that going as well.
Again, 2 for me, 1 for you, 2 for me, 1 for you.
So we're
So what are you gonna do with 500 emblems for yourself?
Probably like pour them on myself and like look out like I'm swimming in them. I don't know. I don't care. I have them. So
I'm not gonna be there. So we'll actually be taking an inventory on all of these parts, all of this stuff. We will probably keep the seat material for ourselves. That ain't going nowhere. That's just too hard to find. But but a lot of these parts that that we got a lot of, we'll be inventorying, and then we will be actually loading them to the website, cpaddict.com, and selling them. So you'll actually have the opportunity to be able to buy some of these super rare parts.
Yeah, we'll have Seth is going to create an NOS section on the website and start adding those parts to that section. So be always on the lookout on the site, because it may be a random Tuesday that we start uploading, you know, some parts in it, and you don't want to miss out on something that's hard to get. So,
and some of this stuff we've got 10 or 15 of, some of this stuff we got 2 or 3 of. So everything will be limited to quantity of what we have, and you know, it'll be kind of first come, first serve. Whoever gets there first will be the ones that buys. I think we got, 20 dash pads or something like that in this whole deal?
Seth, look over there and show them the dash pads. So, I mean, you see those. That's just a little sample of all those boxes. The box that they're all on is a box of hubcaps for dually trucks and single wheel trucks.
So, yeah, they're all the boxes. They're all still in the box and everything. So, actually, the boxes behind that are brand new steering wheels. Still in the box. So, it's crazy. It's just something that you don't necessarily come by every day. But like a bunch of giggly little schoolgirls going through all that stuff.
But yeah, check out. Look for a new webpage for Handpicked Trucks on Facebook, Handpicked Instagram, and the Handpicked Trucks website. And as always, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks, guys.
Perfect. Don't forget, Diesel fans, make sure to head on over to dieselworldmag.com, bookmark the page, or pick up an issue of Diesel World magazine in a store. There's tons of great information from races, product tips, basically everything you'd want to know about diesel, they're covering. Till next time, keep the shiny side up.